You're listening to The Voice of the People with me, Des Butler, and Paul O'Hara. In this month's show, we're looking at the issue of redevelopment, especially Winkley Square and the Flag Market, and we'll be getting some conflicting points of view. As usual, I'm here in the studio, and Paul's out and about hanging around some trees somewhere in Preston City. Where are you, Paul?
Hi everyone, it's Thursday the 25th of March, and I'm with the leader of Preston City Council, Councillor Ken Hudson. Hi, Ken.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Right, well, first of all, one of the questions that we've been given, Ken, is this. Winkley Square is one of the jewels in Preston's crown.
And I would agree with that.
Many Prestonians are worried about damaging a conservation area of such strategic importance. What can you do to give them confidence that the development is being managed and taken forward sympathetically?
Well, I think that the fact that we've dealt with this particular application through the planning process and through the various consultations that we've had over the last 2 years, then we've listened to what people have to say. There is two contentious issues. One is the small water feature, and the other is the sward, or whatever you call it, that that's at the entrance at the top of the steps.
Yeah.
We have reduced the height of that. We are in a position whereby the funders want us to have something which is not just a repair job.
Yeah.
They won't fund just a repair job. I'm probably coming from the area of conversation.
Is this the Northwest Development Fund?
And it's not just that, it's the heritage people.
Heritage Lottery, is it?
Or? Heritage Lottery. Well, I think it's more the heritage people, you know, that are that are involved in this. And what they wish to see is an actual improvement to the park, as opposed to going along with a barrow full of tarmac and doing a little bit of drainage.
Right.
We are going to improve the trees, the drainage, and the footpaths. But one of the downside, as far as the objectives are concerned, are the the water feature and the
sculpture,
and the sculpture at the entrance. But I think if you look at the entrance, what you will see is that anybody who's getting married at St Wilfrid's Church will be able to go out there on the park, and they'll get some wonderful photographs on the steps. We've made it DDA compliant, so disabled people will be able to get into the park much easier, and the whole thing will remain a jewel in the crown, but a well-maintained jewel in the crown.
Right, because that did where you mentioned before about the funding. Which one of the other issues was is that we've interviewed several interested parties concerning the proposed developments on Winkley Square, and several residents on Winkley Square Conservation Area are not happy with the proposals. Some of them think that the proposals are funding driven, so there's therefore a criteria. It's a bit like the Preston Flag Market as well, isn't it?
Well, yes, but I think you're probably right that that the thing is funding driven.
So they
But we don't want to end up with Winkley Square going any worse than it is. And Preston City Council in itself doesn't have any funds. Within the Parks Department.
So you can't allocate extra funds in order to put lighting, which everybody... I mean, basically, after all the interviews with everybody else, you know, Father Chris, and they're saying they want to improve the railings, put lighting in, maintain the trees and obviously do something about the drug. So there isn't actually any... this is the problem, isn't it? It's the catch-22 situation.
Yeah, we as a city council, don't have any funding.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
Basically what's happening is, it's a very difficult situation, isn't it? You're the leader, you can see these, so obviously you're best, and you're from Preston, you want to see the best for Preston. You can see other towns and cities in the northwest and throughout the country being developed with loads of funding going in order to do that. But
every time we want to do something, because of objections, by the time we've lost the funding. By the time we've got the objections out of the way,
it's gone to Bolton, Blackburn, Blackpool, Huddersfield.
Absolutely, and that is Blackpool's just got. Quite a lot of money to improve their public realm, and all the time we've had support from the development agency and support from English Heritage, but we've not been able to get a plan in place before the money's gone, we're absolutely key. We've obviously shifted the emphasis over to the flag market because clearly we've got to solve the problem of people who are still objecting to Winter Square.
Yeah.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
But they would seem that, when we're saying we're against it, it seems to be the case that seeing, you know, the work that's been done already, like the bushes, the trees that have come down, and I spoke to some people and stuff like this, saying that the trees, as with the case with the trees that are on the flag market, and we've got all the lists as well of the gradings of them and what types they are, this isn't just normal maintenance work, is it? It seems to be that even though there's this opposition, the plans are already going through, but in piecemeal thing. I mean, Winkley Square and that, it looks totally different. The bushes are down. There's a number of trees missing. So it looks as if
we've just done some health and safety work, really.
It doesn't seem that way at all, though. It seems as if the development of Winkley Square is going through anyway, whether there's any objections or not. Are you saying that this is just health and safety work?
This is just health and safety. This is purely health and safety work.
This has nothing to do with the proposal of modernising Winkley Square?
Nothing, not at all.
Because one of the questions, one of the public put, is that local people believe that Preston City Council is going to do what they want in spite of their objections. Well, trees have been felled quickly without proper consultation, and residents feel as if they're pushed aside.
Not true at all. That is definitely not true. So the point is, we have withdrawn the plan application.
Yeah.
The plan application is not due to go to committee again until after we've resolved
these issues.
The issues of the objectors.
Yeah.
And if after the election in May, there's a different government in government, there won't be the money anyway, because the RDA will probably go.
Right. So basically what you're saying is that because the...
I'm quite worried that the Winkley Square development will not take place.
I never wanted to do this for a living. I always wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant larch, the redwood, the mighty Scots pine. With my best girl by my side, we'd sing. Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
He's a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.
What's that girl?
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. Sleep all night and I work all day.
The central issue here is obviously what I would have preferred, because I can already see that Winkley Square aesthetically, it should remain as a Victorian Edwardian garden, as a jewel in that area anyway. If we want, if we could utilise some of that funding to do that, with beautiful Victorian lighting.
We have looked at that.
And if we could have put modern sculpture somewhere else, that would have been fantastic somewhere in Avenham. But what you're saying is the criteria of that funding will not allow us to do that, and we will lose the funding.
Would you, as a taxpayer, nationally, would you want to fund the improvement of somebody's garden?
In London.
Yeah, or should you turn it into allotments, say?
Well, we already have a number of allotments. But the thing is, where else is there a place in Preston, as an aesthetic in itself, as an aesthetic form, where else is there a place like that in the town centre in Preston?
What about Avenham Miller Park? What about Haslam Park? What about Moore Park?
Yeah, but it's not,
you know, what about Ribbleton
Park? Yeah, but they're parks. This is called Winkley Square Gardens. Either way, I'm not...
it's just called Winkley Square.
Well, indeed, and we don't have...
But all of a sudden, people have decided that that there were gardens that belonged to these houses.
Yeah.
Tracing the ownership of them is very, very difficult.
And then the freehold is different somewhere else.
I'm a trustee of Bushell's House.
Right.
And we owned a lot of freeholds, ground rents.
Right.
And all through the city, there are people who own ground rents.
Yeah.
So, but there are 999-year
leases
on them. And it's basically a nightmare.
Yeah.
The city council are maintaining that piece. The city council want to improve that area.
Yep.
Right. And we're being held back.
Yeah.
By basically the Jesuit Church.
Can a meeting be called so that a decision's taken once and for
all? We have tried. To get meetings, and our estates department have tried to get meetings with the Jesuit Church.
Yes.
And that has proved impossible.
Well, I'll go and speak to Father Chris then. I'll go and speak to Father Chris and say, well, once and for all, we need to sit down, because if we don't make this decision on this month...
He needs to sit down with Derek Woods.
Yeah.
And Catherine Brogan and discuss the issue.
Right, once and for all.
Once and for all.
If they can tell us
that there is a way forward
that
can be
conducive to all parties.
Yeah.
Yes.
The funder and them.
Yes.
Then we're on a winner.
Right.
And we could have done to be on that winner two years ago.
Yes, there seems to be...
Because the point is that we can get everybody else together.
Yeah.
But not Father Dickoff.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people.
And do you think that's like a main, that has been, you know, the Jesuit Church, has that been a main stumbling block?
Definitely.
Right. Because I've also just interviewed Aidan Bishop Turner as well, and he's...
Yeah, but he's in the same gang.
The gang? Well, it's not really a gang, it's just concerned sort of people.
Yeah, but the thing is, people can be concerned...
Yes.
...until you say, will you put your hand in your pocket?
Right.
And at that point,
yeah,
it's my problem. It's the council's problem
of how to use, be it the as you said before, the people of Preston's money or grants or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Obviously, what would have been better is if you could have used part of that funding to develop and maintain a beautiful.
Yeah, but that was not an option.
It was never an option.
No, it was never an option because we tested the water.
Right. which is a shame, because then we could have used it. Then everybody would have, it would have been, because personally, as I said before, they do maintain these gardens. It,
just to tell you that myself and the Director of Finance here were into the wheelbarrow full of tarmac and a little bit of letting a little bit more light back onto the grass.
Right.
A cheap and cheerful maintenance scheme.
Yeah.
But that wasn't good enough for people. They wanted something better.
Yeah.
And as you said, they wanted the Victorian lighting.
Yeah.
But once the ask got up, we needed a good scheme. And we've got a very, very good scheme for Winkley Square.
And you think
now there's got to be a little bit of compromise in order to get it. If somebody's offering you £2 million, and 1.7 million
to maintain your garden,
1.7 million pounds of it you like,
yeah,
and 250,000 you don't like, you don't throw all the lot away.
No, indeed you don't. And are you saying that's what's going to happen if we?
Well, that's bound to happen.
Right.
You know, we're going to say we don't want that sword, which, we've brought it down during the process of the consultation, and we're going to throw the whole scheme out for something which eventually, when it's mellowed, we would live with.
Right. So basically, we're now towards the end of March, which means we have probably a month, 2 months, in order for those three...
You've got 5 or 6 weeks.
Right, we've got 5 or 6 weeks in order for those people, including, I'm interviewing Kath Brogan tomorrow, for those individuals to sit down, because otherwise what you're saying is we're going to lose that funding.
That's it.
And then Winkley Square will just be maintained normally with the, you know, and if, well then we need that, don't we? We need those people.
You need those people around the table
to make a decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Councillor Kenneth.
See you then. Brilliant.
Thanks very much for that.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man in a town for around.
Listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people. Now it's back to Paul. Where are you?
So here we are, we're in Lancastria House, right beside the main market. It's Friday the 26th of March, and I'm with Kath Brogan, who is the Preston City Projects Manager. And one of your particular projects, Kath, is with respect to the Winkley Square gardens, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, welcome, Kath.
Thank you.
Just to give us a... Before we get on to the details of the actual design of the Winkley Square gardens, could you just, as we were just discussing just briefly then earlier, basically with respect to the gardens, the design competition itself sort of started in 2008... Where are we actually now, sort of thing? Because you've had consultations and everything.
Well, I'm going to just say, firstly, that it's not called Winkley Square Gardens. It's Winkley Square. It's a public open space.
Right, OK, yes.
About the design competition, that was held in 2008. And following the competition, the proposals went out to public consultation. There was extensive consultation. I personally sort of led the event in Aidenham yep. Pavilion, and then there were several presentations done to Area 4 and the like. So there's been a lot of consultation with people, and we've taken on board the views that came out of the consultation. Everything was recorded, and the scheme has been amended to take on board some of those things that were of concern, such as the large letters that were within
the modern design. Yeah. Where was this consultation? Was it very? Because I mean, this thing has cropped up about transparency and openness and communication. Where was the actual consultation held? Was it held in a, so everybody could come and everything?
There were a series of events. There was, as I mentioned before, Avonham Pavilion for 2 or 3 days. I can't remember the exact details. A little while ago, There were events held in the town hall.
Yeah.
There was an evening event
with all
to
the
allow
plans
people.
And
yes,
that,
yes, to allow people to come in the evening if they weren't able to come during the day.
Right.
So extensive.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
I mean, a few people have communicated to me that, like, there were some trees that were taken down on Monday, the bushes have already been cut right back and everything else. This work that's been done at the moment, then, has nothing to do with the actual work which may start in 2011. That's just normal maintenance.
It's ongoing management to make sure that the space is safe for the members of the public to use.
Right, so it's not actually some form of mechanism in order to get on with the work anyway, seeing there have been all these delays and things?
No.
Right.
No, it's routine maintenance that's being undertaken at the moment. There's nothing underhand been done.
Right. Okay, then. Could you actually go through now, then, some of the actual designs and what exactly the proposals are for Winkley Square?
Right.
Because that seems to be the main issue that people are worried about, that it's going to take it away from its original aesthetic of a Victorian Edwardian garden, and then it's going to become something a lot more modern.
There are some modern elements to the scheme, but the scheme is essentially retaining the character of the space as it is at present.
Yeah.
At the moment, there are problems with the space in that access for people with mobility problems is very difficult,
yeah,
especially at the Winkley Street end of the square, where it's just accessed via very steep steps.
Yeah.
There is no lighting,
yeah,
so at night time it's an intimidating, threatening sort of space. There are drainage problems. There have been problems with some of the trees, the health of the trees, but some of that has been addressed already.
Yeah.
The proposal is to introduce a main route through linking Winkley Street across towards in the direction of Avenham Park.
Yeah.
There is also included an access ramp, which will allow access for people with mobility problems. So it's an easy gradient, and it means people will be able to access a part of the square that at present they can't.
Yeah.
The lighting is a very subtle scheme. It's 4-metre-high columns, LEDs, with wash light from the back of the benches that are going to be included.
Oh, are these all these small little circular?
Those are the lighting column positions,
yeah,
but the yellow lines that, well, you can see,
yes,
are where there would be a wash from the side,
so
of the
radiance
path
of,
so
light,
a,
yeah, yeah, that's what it
is. So it's going to be, it's a very subtle lighting scheme,
yeah,
below the canopy height of the trees, so there shouldn't be any ecological problems with that.
And is that one of the things that, because I know that some of the elements people weren't, is that one of the ones, the lighting there, that's one that's one of the ones that's been accepted? Has been a.
I don't think there's been any objection to that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are wanting to be able to use the space at night time.
Yeah.
And feel secure in the use of the space.
Yeah.
What's
this area here, this great big in the centre?
That's a hard surfaced area. At the moment, during the winter, a lot of the area is just inaccessible.
Because of the ground conditions,
yeah.
Yes.
And also the paths are relatively narrow. There is no sort of central area where people can collect and sit and enjoy the space.
Yeah.
The pattern on it is a reflection on the sort of history, the heritage of the space and Preston's links with the mills.
Yeah.
So it's intended to be a fabric, a woven fabric pattern, which
to do with
that
textile industry.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
With those people who want to keep Winkley Square, and they would call it Winkley Square Gardens, that's the way they'd see it. This is quite a dramatic shift and change in design, isn't it? It is taking it towards a sort of a more modern interpretation, isn't it, to an overall plan of Preston.
It's a modern intervention, but in the view of the selection panel and the design review panel that judged the scheme, it's a very sensitive and appropriate scheme, which is appropriate to the setting in the conservation area, which obviously Winkley Square is.
Right. Yeah, but then there's lots of other people who think, I mean, what they'd like is, they'd like to just keep the railings, sort of keep, obviously do something like the drainage, the lighting, they don't want modern lighting. They want, like, the Victorian lighting that's been put around Avenham and stuff like this, so that it's still within the sort of aesthetic of a Victorian, Edwardian sort of...
Well, the square didn't have Victorian lighting in it.
What didn't, sorry?
The square didn't have Victorian lighting.
Oh, no, I didn't know they would like it.
Well, we consider this to be a more appropriate solution.
Yeah. So this is essentially is where the conflict comes from, because this is a modern interpretation and design concept. So that's... Whatever we personally think about that doesn't really matter. Essentially, with respect to the people that are involved, be it the designers and then this group of people who are against it, there is this... There's a difference here, isn't there? And there is a conflict. They would like to maintain the original aesthetic and design of Winkley Square, and then the actual proposals, which have been resubmitted, and you know, and planning will have to be put forward again in the middle of the year. It is a modern concept and modern design, isn't it?
Yes, but it's when you're talking about the original. This is the square has taken many, many different forms over the years. I mean, it was originally a series of private gardens.
Yeah.
It has evolved to the state that it is in at the moment.
Yeah.
But there is no historic footprint that could be restored. And there was an application made some time ago to English Heritage for the listing of the square, and that was turned down because it wasn't considered to be of the right sort of status to have the listing, and it hadn't been designed by.
And that was in March last year.
Yes, that's right. It hadn't been designed by a designer of national renown. Subject of the use of traditional materials, where we have a project like the Avenham and Miller restoration scheme, that is restoring to what was originally there. So it's the use of materials that were appropriate to that period.
Right.
This is not a restoration scheme. This is an enhancement scheme.
There is no other space like Winkley Square in Preston, is it? If we redesign this, I suppose when you're in London, if you've got a few original Victorian, Edwardian, very small parks or gardens, maintain them as they are in their original, authentic way, but then also beside it, because they've got a lot more space and obviously a lot more money, we can have new concepts and designs over here. With respect to Preston, we've only got one sort of Victorian garden like this, haven't
it's
we?
Not a Victorian garden, that's the point I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. And bear in mind, you say that we've only got this one space. Within a few yards of Winkley Square, we have our beautiful Avenham and Miller Parks.
Right.
And we have a wealth of other parks within the city as well.
Indeed. So how do you feel then, given that there is a group of people that are against that, can you see how are these issues resolved, do you think?
We've had the public consultation on the proposals, and that's all been reported, and there was support for the project. There were more people in support
of the project going forward.
Yes, than there were opposed to it.
Right. Okay, so you're confident then that by this time next year, actually on the ground, the actual work and all these other issues are going to be resolved, and the actual, you know, this sort of the enhancement, as it were, and the sort of reconcept and design of Winkley Square is going to go ahead sometime early or the middle of next year in 2011?
I'm hopeful that will happen, but we have to submit a funding application. We don't have the funding for the works as yet.
Right.
So there's a long way to go before we'll see it happening on the ground.
All right, so you don't actually... So Ken Hudson said that the funding was there, and if we continue having this sort of dialectical opposition, as it were, some people saying, let's do it, other people saying, we want it done this way, he was saying that we would actually lose the funding and then the project wouldn't get off the ground.
We have funding at the moment, which has allowed us to bring the project to the stage that it's at now.
Right.
We will have to go back to the NWDA to ask for funding for the implementation.
Right.
They're the ones who control the purse strings.
Right. So at the moment, so all you want to do is you want to get it through, so resolve all these issues, you've got the planning, then you can go back to them. Obviously, that will also take a period of time.
It will take it.
And then the funding's then in place, mm-hmm. and then you can get on with the work.
Yes. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing it happen on the ground, but there's a long way to go before we can actually make that happen.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time, Kath.
Okay.
And best of luck with all the other projects as well.
Thank you.
I'm sure they will be challenging.
They always are, but we need to be looking forward and putting Preston on the map.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kath. Okay. Brilliant.
There is unrest in the forest, there is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Back to Paul.
So here we are, it's Thursday the 25th of March, and we're actually outside at the bottom of the main market. This is absolutely just in front of the market tavern, sat on the chairs, and I have with me Aidan Turner Bishop, who is the chair of Preston and South Ribble Civic Trust and a member of Save Winkley Square campaign. And also beside me is Michael Armstrong, who is an interested and concerned Prestonian about the Winkley Square developments. So first, Aidan, could you possibly give us some background on how long you've actually been involved with this campaign, please?
Well, the Civic Trust monitors what's going on in Preston, and we were concerned when the results of a competition were published back in 2008 now. This has been running for 2 years nearly, and the winning competition by a firm called Cooper Partnership seemed so unsympathetic to the unique nature of Winkley Square, which is so well loved by many people in Preston, that we just thought we had to object. And it's just rolled and rolled and rolled since then.
And spiralled in some
way.
Yeah,
and we fought it to a planning application, and over 1,000 people, not just in Preston, but all over the country, objected to the Cooper Partnership plans for Winkley Square. Probably the record number of objections to any planning scheme in Preston.
Now, the thing is, so we sit here now and you say that it's grown and so... Where are we exactly presently today? Do you feel like you've succeeded in any way with all this sort of... with the campaign and the gathering together and cohesion of these people voicing their opinion?
In one way, we have... The campaign has assembled a lot of public opinion, but the plans, the Cooper Partnership plans, have not yet been formally withdrawn. The planning application was temporarily withdrawn, but who knows when it'll come back, perhaps after the election. So we're just waiting to see, are keeping our powder dry.
Yes.
But we're also trying to come up with a positive vision for the future of Winkley Square. It's no good being negative. You've got to have something constructive. So we're talking about things like a trust for Winkley Square and some new designs and visions and trying to create a constructive and popular alternative to the unpopular Cooper Partnership plans.
Now, the Cooper Partnership plans, I take it what their particular aesthetic vision for Winkley Square is to take it, as it were, away from... it's sort of original Victorian, Edwardian, you know, style. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes.
And they want to actually take it, as it were, with more modern design into the 21st century. Is that correct? With modern materials and everything?
Yes, they want to suburbanise it, really. But we say that their plans actually are quite old-fashioned. They're a perfect 1990s developer's design.
Yes.
And really, they're a bit tedious. They're full of clichés. Designs that have tried to work elsewhere haven't really worked, and a little bit lazy, to be honest. And they could come up with something better, more sympathetic and more environmentally sensitive. Winkley Square's a unique square. No one else has anything like that in the northwest, in England probably, and whoever's designing for it should respect that unique quality.
Yes. Do you feel the same, Michael?
Are you aware of what Ian Nairn described Winkley Square as?
I should be, but I know what Pevsner, his best
well,
mate.
Pevsner and Ian Nairn.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, he was in a programme in Preston probably 15 years ago, whatever, and he described it as the finest sunken Georgian square.
Yes, exactly.
In the country.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Now, the thing
no
is,
argument.
See, in London, their squares, because they're not classed as parks, are they? They're classed as gardens.
Yes.
Now, in London and probably in Oxford, they actually understand that and the merit of that and the historical importance of that. And they keep it in sympathy with that and maintain it, don't they?
Yes.
In other areas, they will have a new concept and design, but they already understand this concept in the major cities, don't they?
Yes, they do, and it works very well in London. There are trusts in London and Edinburgh and other places.
And Glasgow.
And Glasgow, yes,
yeah.
Where it works very well.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
The proposal really would be is to obviously, when I spoke to Father Chris Dykoff,
yes.
He was saying obviously the fencing needs sorting in some way, the railing around,
yes.
That needs repair and maintenance.
Yes.
There should be some sympathetic Victorian lighting, like they have around Avenham and they have Don. the benches, some beautiful tables, maintain... I mean, there's some trees...
Our slogan is restoration, not reconstruction. It needs tender, loving care. Yes, it needs new lighting, it needs benching, it needs draining, the fences need to be repaired, so the planting needs looking at, and so on and so forth. But it doesn't need the imposition of an alien two-dimensional design imposed on a unique piece of...
Of historical cultural,
yes,
importance.
That's right, yes.
As far as I can see, the newest edition is one of my favourites.
Which is the newest edition?
Which is the Dublin Dennis Memorial Bench.
Oh, yes, that's nice, yes.
Where is that, in Winkley Square?
Yes.
Is there
lovely.
A Dublin Dennis Memorial Bench?
Yes, there
that
is.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
Left by his friends.
Yes, yes.
Where better?
Did he sleep there many times?
Yes, he did. Yes. Yeah. And he sang.
Yes, yes, he did.
Why don't we create better? We could create our own speaker's corner as well, couldn't we?
Yes,
I mean, where better to go on my birthday with half a bottle of cherry?
Absolutely.
No. You've put your finger on something very important there. It's a place you can retreat to.
Yes.
And what the council plans want to do is a place that they can control. That's right. The point. It's an imposition of an alien control on an essentially natural space.
Yes. Right. Now, we talked earlier, you were saying about the actual legality of it and the actual ownership of it, because the council itself doesn't actually own Winkley Square, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You know, you were saying about 1850. If you could just give us the background on it.
In 1854, William Cross set up a lease for various owners in the houses around, and those leases still exist.
They were the gardens.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So there's still a guy down in Devon, Anthony Cross, who owns the freehold. The city council leases just under half the strips inside the park, inside the gardens. But there are other important owners, such as the Catholic trustees across most of the northern part. There's about five or six owners. And the 1854 leases have very, very strict conditions about the care and maintenance of the gardens. And the things that the Cooper Partnership are proposing are actually prohibited by wily solicitors back in mid-Victorian times.
Well, is this not unlawful then? How can they?
I'm not a solicitor,
no.
But that's our advice, that it's certainly questionable if it ever got to the county courts what they intend to do. And that's one of the arguments that we say they should consult the lawyers, the solicitors, the owners and the freehold and the leaseholders.
Well, exactly, especially seeing... it's quite surprising, really, seeing Winkley Square Gardens, the very subject matter we're discussing, is actually surrounded by, as it were, the epicentre of the legal framework and sort of solicitors and everything else within Preston. Surely they... How come they're not all getting together and saying...
Well, they know about it, actually, and some of the solicitors are very, very annoyed by what the council's doing.
Annoyed?
Yes, they are indeed, and they're very sympathetic to our campaign.
Well, so what are they going to do about
it? Essentially, put it in one point, those gardens are owned by people, and how would you feel if someone came along, decided that the design of your garden wasn't suitable and started to chop down trees and redesign it, and when you objected, the council said, well, we're going to confiscate it off you anyway.
Oh, a compulsory order.
Yes. So that's why people are really, really annoyed with the way the council has behaved.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic.
The conservation and the character of the square is absolutely explicit and clear. No argument about that at all. And anyone can look that up on the Land Registry website for £3 a go.
And sorry, do you know the... Sorry, what was the website exactly?
The Land Registry, the lease conditions of some of the plots that have been sold recently. It's all there. It's in the public domain. There's nothing secret about it. And the council's known about this for over 100 years.
Right. Now, I hate to say it, but we went down on Monday to Winkley Square, and I know that you said that the planning, the permission for planning and everything else has been put to one side at the moment, hasn't it? How come? Because they were chopping trees down while we were there with chainsaws on Monday. How do you feel about all this? There's something quite sinister about it.
It does sound like the old salami tactics where you cut off a little bit every so often until what's left.
And they cut
left.
The bushes back.
Yes,
and
yes.
Else.
But I'm speaking sort of as a metaphor now.
Yes.
They can chop down trees and bushes for park management reasons, but they can't do it for design. So they may argue that that's the reason why they're doing it. But as it's a conservation area, all the trees are listed. So they would need, they have got tree protection orders, they would need planning consent to do that. And I don't know if they've got planning consent for chopping those two trees.
Dave, they had the arbor, what is it called?
Arboriculturalist.
Right, so they have a professional arboriculturalist in a yellow jacket.
He was an ecologist.
And he's a what?
He was an ecologist for bats. His job was to look around and see if there's any bat roosting
endangered
in the
species,
trees.
If it's going to affect them.
That was his job
on that day. Yeah, but the tree still came down.
Yes.
This sort of, Oh, there's...
Hiya. Hiya, love. Are you all right?
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No, it's all right.
She didn't. Like that.
Hiya, love, you all right?
Paul, yeah, not so bad yourself.
Yeah, we're just doing a radio interview. It's all right. Nice to see you, love.
I'll
see you down at... Bye, love. Do you feel positive and optimistic that you're going to be able to, with the rest of the people that are very concerned about this, can you save Winkley Square Gardens?
I'm always optimistic. We're working on a new vision, possibly with a trust, to change the way the square's managed. I think that's the way forward. Instead of painting ourselves into corners and shouting at each other, we ought to just say, look, these Cooper Partnership plans, they're not going to work, they're not going to be funded. Let's put a stop to it. Let's sit down and talk about a positive way forward for the square that future generations can enjoy. We all basically know what the answer is. The Cooper Partnership plans are rubbish. Let's get on with it and let's do our own thing in Preston, and we'd have a cracking square that everyone would enjoy for years to come.
Preston's seen some ghastly
developments.
In the end,
Crystal House. Yes, although they have spent some money on it now, it does look aesthetically good. Although I do like the look of that Gothic building that used to be there.
That
looked absolutely fantastic. I thought the mayor, when it burned down in 1946, he promised the people that they were going to rebuild it. You know, with the clock tower and everything. That didn't seem to come off, did it? Michael, are you confident that Winkley Square Gardens will not be turned into a...
I'd love to say over my dead body, but...
That's just attracting the mafia.
Absolutely. That's just asking to be buried under it. But I'm hopeful, I am forever hopeful, that people see what's halfway decent.
Yes. That there are places within Preston where you can build these more modern designs and everything else, but not specific... There is, isn't there?
Yeah. If you think about it, if you walk down South Meadow Lane, you walk down...
Marshlet, all around Marshlet, yes, yes. Yep.
Enough sites.
Yeah, but of course, because they've done the development in Avenham Park with the bandstand, they'll have an overall plan, won't they? So you have that in Avenham Park, you come up that hill, then you come through Winkley Square, which is like a catchment area, as it were, for all the businesses and solicitors, and then that enters like a gateway into the town. So they have an overall, it's almost like Winkley Square is part of an overall...
A green chain.
Correct,
yes,
isn't it?
The Avenham and Miller Parks were designed... in-house by the Parks and Horticultural Service of the City Council, who've done a very good job. Hats off to the Parks Department, and they could do something similar in Winkley Square. Yeah. A modern square in a contemporary idiom could, for example, be designed in Tithe Barn Square in front of John Lewis's, if and when it's ever built. And that's the place where you could have dinky modern art and fountains and so on, and it would work really well. But to try and impose that on Winkley Square is not being able to see the character.
And the true merit and the jewel that we already have.
Yes.
And needs to be maintained.
It's like taking a spray can and squirting it on one of the oil paintings in the Harris Museum.
I must apologise for that. It was an interventionist piece of work that I was doing. But it was a statement. It was a statement about the hierarchy. And
it's probably made
elitism.
Worth a million quid now. Yes, sell it indeed. To Tracy Emin.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
When is the next concerted effort where is there like a big meeting coming up where the general public can all meet, or who do people need to contact or go onto the internet in order to understand more about these things? And then fight for Winkley Square.
Right, the Save Winkley Square campaign are hoping to set up a website and perhaps after Easter, later on, to have some meetings once we try to assemble a small group of trustees or possible trustees.
Yes.
Perhaps when the council comes back with another planning application. Yeah. There's already a Facebook group set up, so if you're on Facebook, look at Save Winkley Square.
Yes.
That's what you should find it under. And we watch this space, and we're watching very carefully to see what the City Council might come up with in future.
So what will happen? So using Facebook at the moment, because obviously that's what's needed, isn't it? I mean, to disseminate this information and have a coordinated central point, it would probably be a good idea to have this website, but at the moment we can use Facebook, yes?
Facebook and contact the Civic... Civic Trust and other bodies like that in the campaign. The Preston Historical Society, for example, they're having a revised website, and they're also part of the campaign too.
Yes. Well, listen, Aidan, it's been brilliant talking to you, and thank you for all the information, and we wish you all the best for the campaign for Winkley Square, because we also would like it maintained, and it should be kept in its, you know, in its beautiful and sort of original sort of condition, I think.
Yeah, well, thanks for your interest. It's nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, well, thank you very much, Michael. And thank you very much, Aidan. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Very good.
And look at the sun's coming out beautifully now.
Yes, it's Preston.